News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
106. Tonight from about 5 to 8 o'clock, a partial solar eclipse will be visible in our skies, with the eclipse being most notable in the west of the country. Francis McCarthy, Head of Education and Outreach at MTU's Blackrock Castle Observatory, is with me in Republic of Work this morning. Good morning to you, Francis.
Good morning. Unfortunately, what a rotten day we've got today.
Isn't it just? I mean, I have to say the forecast is terrible.
It is. What we can hope is we're going to be outside. We're going to be ready. We're going to know where the sun is setting because this is a partial solar eclipse as the sun is going down. So we're going to plan to see it and hope the clouds clear.
I have a recollection of an eclipse previously.
Yes.
That was very cloudy, but we got to see it through the clouds.
We did.
Is there some hope of that?
Yes. So in 2015, I was running around Blackrock Castle and the clouds just cleared enough for us to catch a little bit of a partial eclipse. So that can happen. If there's light cloud, we can see this. Now, from Cork, we're only going to get 20% of the sun covered up by the moon. So go west if you can. The further west you are, the better it will be. Belmullet is nearly a 40% coverage. And west and north, you're going to see a little bit more. I'm sorry for the people on the east coast. You're looking at the smallest sliver of the moon covering up and a little bit of the sun will be extinguished. I'm so jealous of my sister who is getting on a train in Toronto to go round the lake because this is a total solar eclipse in most of North America. Lovely swathe across from Mexico to Canada.
I have to say, it is worth pointing out, we shouldn't look directly at the sun.
No, this is one of those, you stare at it, you're going to do damage to your eyeballs. You're not going to go blind, but you can damage little parts of the retina, the cells in the back of your eye. There are ways to see it by projecting it. So a pinhole camera, which you may remember making in primary school.
Ciara mentioned the pinhole camera because she's very scientific earlier. What is a pinhole camera and how does one secure one?
So you find yourself a shoebox. You make a little hole in one section of it, put a bit of foil and make a little tiny pinhole. The sunlight will then go through that pinhole and make an image of the sun at the other end of the box. So give yourself a little viewing hole and there you go. We'll have instructions up on our social media.
In America, where this is going to be at its zenith, there have been a lot of conspiracy theories floating around, which makes me very fearful for America because, you know, the idea that this is a portent of the end of the world was something that people in medieval times would have taken seriously.
I know, and there's going to be another partial solar eclipse visible from Ireland next year. And the year after, these are not uncommon events. There are at least two eclipses a year visible from somewhere on the planet. I'm not sure why America think they're quite so special. But there are 1 million people expected at Niagara Falls.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I think what they may be experiencing is the world's greatest traffic jam.
Yeah, quite possibly. But it is one of these events, if the weather is good.
If the weather is good.
You will remember it, don't you? Because I think there was one in, I can't remember what year it was here, but I do remember distinctly it getting darker.
Yes, so there was one in 2011. That was a January one. First thing in the morning, I woke up and went, "This light isn't quite right." I'd forgotten about it. The light isn't quite right. I looked out the window. Oh, don't look. There was a solar eclipse. 1999, there was a fabulous one from Europe. I was in North America on holiday.
Well, isn't that the killer? And are you having an event at Blackrock Castle Observatory?
I'm afraid we're not because you need the absolute clearest western horizon and we're on the wrong side of the city. So anybody in Ballincollig or up a hill who can see the sunset, this is when you need to be out.
Yeah, and Belmullet is the place to be.
Belmullet, Galway, anywhere along the western seaboard.
Okay, well, good luck in trying to catch a glimpse of it somewhere. Francis McCarthy, Head of Education and Outreach at MTU's Blackrock Castle Observatory. Thank you very much for joining us at News Talk Breakfast. Your pinhole camera was a good idea, Ciara.
Apparently so, yeah. And I think I don't really know how to do it, though. I've tried... You stick the pin in the, and you make a hook.
Yeah, because it'll be on the Blackrock Castle website. Just have a look at that later on. That you'll be sorted then.
All right. I hope it's not cloudy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.